Sigma, hear me. All my mortal life, I dreamed of being a hero in your armies. I wish only to serve you now. God King, please, if I have failed you in some way, then I beg you, tell me. Show me how I might make amends. What is this voice that speaks to me when you do not? What tongue of the mortal realms does it speak? Answer me, Sigma!
Would you address Lord Castellan Tansidas Oathforge thus, Prosecutor Jardaeus?
Lord Relictor Secrus, forgive me. I did not mean
Sigma has it in his power to forgive. You and I, however, we are merely his servants. Answer the question, Prosecutor. Would you demand such answers from your Lord Castellan?
No, Lord Relictor.
Then what makes you think to do so of Sigma Heldenhammer, God King Avazir, foremost of the gods? Is it because Sigmar is not here with you in this sanctum as I am? Or out there defending the walls of this storm keep with Ancyrus? Do you think that means he does not hear?
I do not know, Lord Relictor. I fear it. I thought that reforging would bring certainty and strength. The God King has granted me the power to stand against foes who would before have slain me in a heartbeat. He has given me these wings that I might carry that power wherever his defiance is needed. And yet, what I feel above all is doubt. I feel as though my destiny is not wholly my own.
You carry a spark of the storm eternal within your soul. You have no destiny that is not now bound eternally to Sigmar's, and that is a gift, Jardaeus.
But I feel torn, as though another contests the God King for some part of it. Who was I, Secrus? What manner of being could lay a claim on my soul even now?